أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وجاء من أقصى المدينة رجل يسعى قال يا قوم اتبعوا المرسلين اتبعوا من لا يسألكم أجرا وهم مهتدون وما لي لا أعبد الذي فطرني وإليه ترجعون صدق الله العظيم. As we discussed last, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala spoke about how batil begins to become aggressive, the people of batil becoming aggressive, frustration sets in, and then the threat starts against the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, whilst on the other hand we will find that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, the Ahlullah, the people of Allah, those that invite towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remain steadfast on their mission, and that is to invite towards Allah Rabbul Izzat, and this, in this lies a very great lesson for all of us. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala begins to speak about another aspect of this entire incident that had taken place in this village, in this city, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجُلٌ يَسْعَى, that from the farthest part of the city a man had come running hurriedly. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اتَّبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ, and he addressed his people saying, O my people, follow the messengers. Who was this person? And again Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not mention this person by name, but when we look through the narrations, historical narrations that had come from the people of the past, then most of them have agreed that this man, his name was Habib, and by profession he was a carpenter, so he became famously known as Habib al-Najjar, and up to today when you go to Antioch, the people will show you his maqam, where it is believed that this person is buried also. And he, for many years of his life, in certain narrations, up to 70 years of his life, he had been an idolater, worshipping idols. And whilst he was a charitable person by nature, he was yet an idolater, a polytheist, worshipping idols. And in some narrations we find that he suffered from leprosy, and for 70 years of his life he had made a supplication to these idols, asking these idols for complete cure from this leprosy, and that was not to happen. When he met with these messengers, and when they began to speak to him about Allah, and they began to speak about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when they began to invite him towards Allah, he was affected by the invitation towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the other hand, they also said to him that we will make dua to Allah, we will supplicate to Allah, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so wills, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will cure you from this leprosy. Now this seemed to be amazing to him, that for 70 years I worshipped my gods and many gods, different gods, and they did not help me. And how is it possible that you supplicate to one God and your God will help you in a matter of seconds? He could not understand this, but be that as it may, they made dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had cured him from this leprosy. And obviously by then already Iman had already taken deep root in his heart, and he accepted the oneness and the tawheed of Allah and the deen of Islam. It is also narrated about him that after he accepted Islam, being a person charitable by his nature, he used to give half of his daily earnings in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in sadaqah and in charity. So he was one person amongst the people of his town, of his village, of the city, that had accepted Iman and Islam at the hands of these messengers. And when he heard that his people were now threatening to hurt and harm these messengers, he began to come out and emerge from the farthest part of this city, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes reference. And here also very amazing, we will find that at the very beginning of the story, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا أَصْحَابَ الْقَرْيَةِ, that give to them a similitude of the people of the qarya. And qarya generally in Arabic is translated as a village, but here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ, he, a person from the furthest part of the city, because city al-Madina refers to a bigger place and a bigger inhabitant. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala refers to this place as al-Madina. Allah says this rajul, this person came yas'a. Yas'a actually refers to a person that is running, and according to some of the commentators, by way of meaning, this could also mean a person came not only hurriedly, but a person came with a concern, a person came with a fikr, and his fikr and his concern was obviously that here are the men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who are being threatened to be assaulted, or perhaps they were already being assaulted, and he came with this fikr. And that is why when we see the ayat of the Quran Kareem, just by the way for our reference also, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu idha nudiya lis-salah fas'au ila dhikrillah, one very important connotation to this word, that when you hear the adhan of Jum'ah, then not only hasten for the Jum'ah salat, but also come to the Jum'ah salat with a degree of fikr, not park over vehicles and stand and speak, and adhan has already been called out, and already the talk has started, and already the Jummah khutbah has started, and we laze around in the car parks and speak to people and do things that besides coming towards the masjid and performing our salat and becoming attentive to the khutbah. So all this is implied in this word, fas'au ila dhikrillah. So we should take heed of all this, and we should come with a definite and genuine concern for the salat and of the Jum'ah, like how this person had come with this concern. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اتَّبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ, and he said, O my people, follow the mursaleen, follow these messengers that have come with a message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One or two aspects very quickly about this person, Habib ibn Ismail al-Najjar. One will find that there are some narrations that indicate that three people had actually testified and given testimony and shahadat to the nubuwat of our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, directly or indirectly. One is very famous to us, who is Waraqa bin Nawfal, that the person that in actual fact, after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had come from the cave of Hira, and his beloved wife, our mother, Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha, had taken Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to him, to Waraqa bin Nawfal. It has been mentioned about him that he had known about the nubuwat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he had given shahadat for the nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Second was a person, a king from amongst the people of the Tubba, in other words from among the kings of Yemen, that had come to Medina Munawwara, and when he heard of the nubuwat of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he had come to know that Medina is the Darul Hijrah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is the place to which he is going to be making hijrah, then he also had written in poetic form, and in that poetic form there is clear evidence that he had given shahadat to the nubuwat of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And as a matter of fact, he had just contributed some money for the house and the dwelling of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the third person is Habib al-Najjar, the person that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes mention over here. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.